Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus loves me, this I know. In the Bible, it really does show how he bled and died, the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus, our Lord, paid the price. Loves me, this I know. Death on the cross, he let his blood flow. God sent Jesus for everyone. Holy Spirit power to live like the Son. We are weak, Jesus is strong. He gives forgiveness when we do wrong. You know the words of this Christian song. Life without his love is absurd. Now I'm asking, have you heard? Jesus loves me, this I know. Death on the cross, he let his blood flow. For everyone, Holy Spirit power to live like the Son.
Jesus came and died. He shed his blood so we don't have to. The
kids. I'm the priest in the church touching kids. You watch me every day, I'm on your mind. You know you love me, say you love God, but I get all your time. And you lose your mind, thoughts of suicide. Blow your brains out, then move on to the next guy. I walk right in your house, make you leave your wife. Make you do what's wrong, but have you think it's right. Hate yourself, cut yourself, medicate yourself. No conviction, you deprived when you by yourself. I'm that wolf you call sheep, lurking in your church. I'm that lust that's going up that girl's shirt. Go get them new shoes while your kids starve. I love when you ride with me, leave your soul starve. I'm that rapper with the beat taking over your mind. Get rich or die trying, the world is mad. I'm in your movies, TV shows, cartoons too. You so in love with me, I'm even chilling in your school. I'm that bully with no love, making it hard for you. The father of lies, you still trust me, I abuse you. You come back, you still love me. Come lie with me. Come stand with me.
Depression.
Come kill with me.
Pain.
Come be with me.
Murder.
Grab with me.
The lies.
Die for me.
Pain.
Trust in me.
Don't listen.
You can be me.
How many had to die? How many really got a grab? Before we open up our eyes and see that Jesus came and died. He shed his blood so we don't have to. The devil, he alive. He trying to set you up so he can blast you. We crazy. Eat it, then we die. The biggest lies, lying to ourselves. Open your eyes. Jesus died for our sins. You call that lame. Hypnotized by the media, a dirty game. No self-control, lose control if you looking for fame. Shame is worship, why integrity is laughed at. I know some soldiers on the front line that be bout that. Back that kingdom life, winning souls for Christ. This world's a beast, we ain't perfect, but we trying to fight. Sin, man, who cares if you black or white? There's no color for sin. The end of days, a colorful end. The wrath of God is coming, my friend. Dancing with the devil, but we wanna be blessed. Everybody got something to say, look at your own mess. Problems and stress, a spiritual war, in love with the flesh. Failing the test, man, what will be next? Turning our back on God. Sleeping with the beast, I'm sleeping with the beast. There's a war in the Middle East, still got peace in my mind. It's a war in the government, got peace up in my mind. It's a war off in our schools, still got peace in my mind. It's a war off in our churches, still got peace in my mind. It's a war all over this earth, still got peace in my mind. I know we came and died. You can say what you feel, but I know he came and changed my life. Give your life to Christ, you should live for Christ. He came and gave his life, a living sacrifice. Fight the good fight, keep your faith in Christ. He is the only life.
Please listen, please listen.
How many had to die? How many really got a cry before we open up our eyes and see that Jesus came and died?
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. It's good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Going against the grain, this world is a beast.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Welcome to this week's Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry. This is your hostess, amen, Sister Katisa. We give God praise. We give God the glory. We thank God for you, amen. And We see that our God is doing a great work, amen, in his people. That was Pastor Cooper, praise God, Pastor Cooper and friends. And that was entitled Spiritual Peace, amen, how to come out of sin, how to come out of darkness, amen, to the marvelous light. And we thank God for them and how God has encouraged that whole project. Pastor Cooper has a project. I'll talk about that in just a moment. Amen. But we're going to go to God in prayer, have our scripture, and continue on in today's programming. And thinking, you know, that God has just got great things in store for his people. Amen. And it says it in the scripture, God's promises, amen, are yes and amen. He's never taken back anything that he's promised his people. He's promised life, righteousness, eternal life, amen, forever and ever with him. So to him be the glory, to him be the praise. And again, we thank and praise God for you on today. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. God, we give you honor. God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your power, God, your Holy Spirit. We thank you for this gospel message you're taking into all the world. And, God, you communicate in languages, in the language of the people. And the language we are praying for is the urban culture language, Father God, and in the speaking in the Christian rap and spoken word poetry, Father God, we know that your plans, God, are to prosper and not to harm, to bring as many into the kingdom as would hear the gospel. You're sending us out, you're thrusting us out until to this great with this great message, Father God. And we give you praise, God, as you empower us with your Holy Spirit. And in prayer, we thank you for opening up hearts and minds and bringing them to Christ Jesus. To you be the glory and to you be the praise. Amen. Thank you, God. In Acts chapter 17, amen, it's been our scripture, amen. And I haven't felt God to, you know, sometimes he does lead me to share another scripture, but we've been sharing this one. Acts 17, verse 26 says, for one man he made all the nations. For one man, God made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. He marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. Verse 27, God did this so they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though they are not far from any one of us. Verse 28 says, for in him we live and move and have our being. And some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Definitely we are the offspring of God. He created us. We cannot create anything in the image of God that could come close to his likeness. Amen. And so we're not to bow down and worship anything, you know, that's made with hands, with comes with some kind of idol or gold or silver. No, nothing like that because, amen, God is greater. He cannot be contained by our finite imagination. Amen. And so he called that ignorance. If you go on down in that same chapter, he called that ignorance. He overlooked that in the past, but now he calls everyone everywhere to repent of such ignorance and call on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and be saved. Amen. Praise his name. What great message, amen, that God's free gift is, you don't have to work for it. You don't have to be good enough. You have to come from the right family background, right country, any of that. God just says, I present my son, amen, I present him as atonement, the punishment for your sins. Amen. You accept him, you receive him, you receive me, you receive eternal life. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, a little bit about Pastor Cooper. Now, this project can be found on newh2o.com, and that's newh2o.com. And the title of the project is Pastor Cooper and Friends, and it's all about life. We're all about that life. Pastor Estelle Cooper has assembled an amazing team for this presentation, and this is what it says on the site here. It says, we live in a day and age where Christians are being attacked and our faith is being questioned. Instead of hiding and being silent, it's time for us to be bold and stand up for righteousness and truth. And so this is what, you know, this is all about. You go to that website, you'll find many projects by the people of God. And it says at the very end of it, it says, remember, we are the Great Commission. We are. We are the gospel. We are the epistles that are being read by all men, meaning that we are the Bible, where our lifestyle, the way we live. And sometimes we do fall short. We don't live up to God's standard. But God help us. God protect us. God keep us. And to him be the praise and glory, amen. He deliver us from all sin. We got another word coming up from the project. It's called Deuce. Amen. Praise his name.
Man, I'm getting tired of hearing people saying they don't get what they deserve. You don't want what you deserve. Without grace, ain't no telling where you'll be, man. For real, I'm just keeping it 200. Grace is a third chance when you ain't earned a second. It's a peace of mind, you know you were wrecking. If your prayer's full of faith, it ain't no room for stressing. Grace, grace is a favor. How you eat all you can eat when you ain't bring nothing to the table. It's how you get things paid with no paper. Grace is a favor we receive from the Savior. That's grace. We ain't earning, we ain't earning, nah. I'm still learning about grace. We ain't earning, we ain't earning, nah. I'm still learning about it. Ever done wrong, somebody took the blame for it. Ever hit a target, you know you ain't aimed for. Ever been broke with bills that got paid for. That's grace. Without it, I'd probably be in the graveyard. Now I'm front line, witnessing like Braveheart. Christ don't shine, lights riding in Kmart. One more time, for all of the Trayvons. Gone is the sin of hell, block like Akon. He's asking we can live, no hell, no burn up. So every day I wake up and pray, then I turn up. Then I turn up. I'm rooted in this movement, no telling where I'ma turn up. Grace is a blessing. Grace is a third chance when you ain't earned a second. It's a peace of mind, you know you been wrecking. If your prayer's full of faith, it ain't no room for stressing. Grace is a favor. How you eat all you can eat when you ain't bring nothing to the table. It's how you get things paid with no paper. Grace is the favor we receive from the Savior. That's grace. We ain't earning, we ain't earning, nah. I'm still learning about grace. We ain't earning, nah. I'm still learning about grace.
You ever put yourself in a place on the verge of taking a fall? Gotta fight and plead your case because you're afraid of losing it all. Sometimes that's what it takes. So when you call on the Lord, gotta lose 10 fights just to win one war. And then you're walking through the valleys in the shadows of death. And they try to take your life away, but you tell. When you was caught by the law, and you did it all. And all you got was three on the shelf and nothing else. They say a good man steps are ordered by God, and he truly likes all his ways. Well, that must mean a hood man steps have no order at all. And therefore, he needs that grace. And when the gun jams, you see that grace. End up a blam blam from 4AK. But you still alive today? What if the police had died instead? Would God have been provided grace? Or would he have died in jail?
Grace is a blessing. Grace is a third chance when you ain't earned a second. It's a peace of mind, you know you were wrecking. If your prayer's full of faith, it ain't no room for stressing. Grace is a favor. How you eat all you can eat when you ain't bring nothing to the table. It's how you get things paid with no paper. Grace is the favor we receive from the Savior. That's grace. We ain't earning, nah. I'm still learning about grace. We ain't earning, nah. I'm still learning about
grace.
Walking clumsy with my vision. Couldn't see out of my glasses. Got new lenses, yeah. God, you got my attention. While I'm here, please fill my prescription.
Fill me up.
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 I'm sick, I need a doctor, I need a healer.
Okay.
So since I'm here, please fill my prescription, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I wanna be perfect, but that would mean you died in vain. all these sinful ways that I was cursed with. I want you to take them all away.
I'm
sick.
I'm
broke. And I need a fix. Oh Jesus, you fix it, I break it. You fix it, I break it. You feel it, I'm wrecking.
I am.
I'm feeling like dying. You hear what I'm talking about? Whoa. I was walking clumsy with my vision. Couldn't see out of my glasses. Got new lenses.
Oh, yeah.
God, you got my attention while I'm here. Please fill my prescription.
Fill me up.
My prescription.
Fill me up.
My prescription.
Oh, yeah.
Fill me up. My prescription. My prescription,
oh, yeah.
Fill me up. I'm sick, I need a doctor, I need a healer.
Okay, okay.
So since I'm here, please fill my prescription.
Feel good.
God, you gave me new direction.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And you changed my whole perception of my family. No complaints, I got my blessing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a man now, no adolescent.
Turn up
his praise, I'm gonna give up. No giving up,
no,
no more.
No.
I go wild like in the hospital, like I ain't got cancer no more.
No more, no.
You did it, did it. Yeah, my God, you did it, did it.
What did you
fill my prescription? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I was walking clumsy with my vision.
I was.
Couldn't see out of my glasses, got new lenses.
No one, yeah.
God, you got my attention while I'm here.
Yeah.
I was blind but needed a mirror.
Oh.
I was sick in need of a healing.
Oh.
I need glasses so I can't see clearer.
Oh.
I just wanna help you. Can I be real with
I
you?
I was blind but needed a mirror.
Oh.
I was sick but it needed a healer.
Oh.
Hey, need glasses so I can't see clear.
Oh.
Just wanna help you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. That was my brother, the Pastor Cooper and friends. Amen. And we thank God for that selection. It was called Prescription. Amen. And truly, that project is blessed. And it's downloadable from newh2o.com. And the brother said on the site that, you know, we are the Great Commission. Really appreciate that. Amen. And that, you know, that they, that we are getting focused, amen, the body of Christ getting focused, being in prayer, being in, you know, acknowledgement of the direction God would have us to go, amen. And so we're going to close out, and we're coming to the end of our program already. The last selection we're going to come from that project, amen, We About That Life. Amen. With Pastor Cooper and friends, is the last one is 7 and Safest Place. Amen. And so, truly, we are going to enjoy and you know, join us weekly. Amen. If you got some music, you know, try to send it our way. You'll find us on Facebook, Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry. Myself, Sister Katisa. You can email me at godsservantwriter@gmail.com. I look forward, amen, to receiving, you know, some feedback from you, some encouragement, some whatever you would want to send. And to God be the glory and to God be the praise, amen. Have a blessed one. Join us next week, amen.
Set you free.